from KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. It's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know. Happy Friday, everyone. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number, of course, 800-933-5372. You can email us your questions, anything at kera.org. You can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on the Twitter, which is what Skate for Greatness did, wondering why Fair Park for the State Fair? Why was that spot chosen? Why isn't it in the middle of the state? Just saying, Skate for Greatness says. You can respond right there on Twitter. You can email us anything at kera.org, or you can call us. Other questions include where to donate a refrigerator that's in fairly good shape but needs some work. And David in Arlington wants to know, why does deer season open on the first weekend in November? Why that date? 800-933-5372. We'll get started after a short break. From KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas, it's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know. Happy Friday, everyone. I'm Jeff Whittington. It is Friday, the 12th of October, and thrilled to be here taking your questions and answers live today. Thrilled to be doing it. Membership campaign free, thanks to everyone who gave during the fall membership campaign that wrapped up early yesterday. Thanks also to Donna Wilhelm for her leadership dollar-for-dollar match that helped us close the drive over a day early. So thanks so much to each and every one of you. So that means that we can take your questions and answers fundraising interruption free today, 800-933-5372. We got open lines there. You can email us anything at kera.org. You can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on the Twitter. Starting off today is a question that came in last week from Sophia, who says, I have a fairly new refrigerator that needs repair work. The compressor is still good, and the freezer still works. I don't want it to go to waste. Is there a place where I can donate it where it will get fixed and then put to a good use? Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. And that's where David in Arlington reached out. And David says, deer hunting season opens every year in Texas on the first weekend in November. Why that weekend? Why that date? Does anybody know why that date is chosen? Let's see. We got a question from Curtis in Carrollton, who says, I've been really getting into cooking Vietnamese cuisine lately, and I've been able to find everything I need except for three ingredients. Kaffir limes, kaffir lime leaves, and Vietnamese coriander are the three that Curtis is having trouble with. Is there somewhere in the DFW area where I can find these ingredients, he asks. And he says, I've already tried H Mart and 99 Ranch Market to no avail. Curtis says, I can work around the coriander, but there's no substitute for the limes or their leaves. Anybody have any leads on kaffir limes or kaffir lime leaves for Curtis and Carrollton? Call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. And that's what Skate for Greatness did, and asks the yearly Great State Fair of Texas question. Why was the Fair Park area chosen for the State Fair? And when picking a spot, what goes into that? This listener says, I think they might have wanted it to be in the middle of the state, just to make it easier for everyone to get there. Well, I know that there was a rather heated competition, I think, between different cities to host the Great State Fair of Texas when it opened, in 1886, I think. Someone will correct me if I'm wrong on that. Somebody will know a little bit more about that and call us at 800-933-5372. Let's go ahead and start on the phone today with Francis calling from Dallas. Hello, Francis.
Hey, Jeff. How are you?
Hey, doing well.
I was just wondering, where does the dollar sign originate from?
The actual, the S shape with the one or two bars through it.
Yeah.
Well, someone will surely know the answer to that, and we'll find out for you.
Sounds good.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org, or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. This is from Jeff who asks, how can you determine if a very heavy rock that's magnetic, how can you determine whether it's a meteorite or not? Very heavy rock that's magnetic. Does anybody know how to tell? And let's see, we got a question from Marty in Arlington who wants to know, what's the process for persons in jail who are registered to vote and are registered voters to vote? Will his or her vote be in time to count? And I think this would have to be someone maybe who is, maybe awaiting trial. You know, maybe they've been arraigned and they're being held until trial, so they're not convicted. Does anybody know if folks waiting for trial or who are in jail, not convicted, are able to vote? And if so, how? Great question. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's go to Juana calling from Plano. Hello, Juana.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, doing well.
I have the answer to the person who's looking for kefir. It's pronounced kefir.
Yes, it is.
Or lime for Vietnamese dish.
Okay.
You can get, they're selling a big treat. They pretty much sell them at H Mart also. They're in the vegetable, and they're in the little bags. They're about $2 or, for sure, if they go to, there's an Asian market at Carrollton Plaza Supermarket on 3040 North Jersey Lane in Carrollton. They have that also in a little bag for $2.
Very good.
Or they sell the big 7-foot tree for $60. I just bought one. However, if that person, if they want to text me through my cell phone, I'll mail mine to them for my tree.
Well, I think we've got a bunch of other folks with leads, but thank you for your leads, Juan. I really appreciate it.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
I got it.
800-933-5372. Let's get an answer on this from Deborah. Hey, Deborah.
Hi. I just wanted to let the gentleman know about the spices for the Vietnamese dishes.
Yeah.
There are several markets. I can't remember the name. I've been with a friend of mine to them over in Garland, in the north part of Garland, and I'm sure they have anything you need in those markets there.
Very good. Thanks
so
much.
I don't know if that's maybe closer to where he lives.
Yeah, he didn't say. He just said anywhere in the DFW area. So
yeah. Okay.
Well, thanks so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Let's see. We got a tweet on this who says, Kate says, I had to resort to dried kefir lime leaves ordered from Amazon because I couldn't find any fresh in the DFW area. Got some emails as well. This is from... let's see, who is this from? Karen, who says, Nguyen Loy in Haltom City has them in the freezer. And coriander seeds, Karen says, are in the organic jarred spice section at some regular groceries. So maybe check that out. And let's see, one more email from, this is from Chin, who says, for Vietnamese ingredients, try Hong Kong Market on Walnut Street in Dallas, Hong Kong Market. 800-933-5372. Oh, we got a couple more answers on this. Well, let's talk to Daryl in Euless. Hey, Daryl.
Hi, Jeff.
Go right ahead.
Yes. I was also going to say Hong Kong Market tailors more towards Vietnamese cuisine. There's one in Garland off of Walnut and Aldelia, and there's another one in Grand Prairie off of 360 and Pioneer.
Very good. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Jeff.
And let's get one more answer on the leaves question from Veronica in Dallas. Hey, Veronica.
How you doing?
Doing well.
Good. Listen, there's a very large market in Garland called Hepti. It's a very large market. It's very extensive amount of ingredients there. For sure, they'll be able to find it there.
Hey, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. Karen in Hearst says on the deer season question, November is typically when males start looking for females and wander far and wide. So there's more, I guess, perhaps movement of the deer population, and that is, Karen says, why November is the time. So thanks so much, Karen. Let's go back to the phones at 800-933-5372 and talk to James calling from Denton. Hello, James.
Hey, about the voting in the, if you're in jail, I don't know whether you can or not in jail. I know in prison you can't.
Right.
I also know once you've completed your sentence, your voting rights are restored. There are some states that allow people to vote in prison. Now, as far as what somebody was jailed and had to wait for a trial, I don't know about that.
Well,
if that's the question, I can't answer that.
Well, you've shed some light on some of the other questions. So, James, thanks for that.
All right. Appreciate it. Thank you.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. We got a question last week about repairing a Casio keyboard. And Martin says there is an electronics repair shop called Audio Electronics that does that kind of work. They repair professional audio gear and instruments, and they're on Plano Road in Dallas, and it's called Audio Electronics. So Martin suggests taking the Casio or calling them first, maybe, taking it to Audio Electronics. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email, you can email us anytime at anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on the Twitter. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Sharmina calling from Plano. Hello, Sharmina.
Hi, Jeff. I was actually calling about a plant that my friends and I were looking for to plant in our gardens. We've seen it outside the Allen Fire Station. Mm-hmm. It's a really pretty plant called the Pride of Barbados. I've called Callaway's, Lowe's, Home Depot, and no one seems to have it, even though it's actually on the Lowe's website. But I was wondering if anybody could help me find this plant.
It's called the Pride of Barbados.
Yes.
All right. Well, you've asked. I'm sure we'll get some suggestions for you.
Okay. Thank you.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. If you have a question or if you have an answer to one of the questions that we have asked or that our audience has asked, this is a great. The day after a membership campaign, at the front end of the show is usually a good time to get through. So if you've ever wanted to ask a question, this is the time to call, 800-933-5372. Let's go to the phones and talk to Ken in Garland. Hey, Ken.
Hey, Jeff. Say about the guy calling in about the meteorite evidence. A couple of things he could do is, easiest thing is look at the surface of the metal thing that he's got. If mm-hmm. he's got pits in it, then that would be an indication that it might be a meteorite because it kind of melts and spalls off when it's falling through the atmosphere.
Very
the
good.
Other thing would be to contact somebody at the Texas Astronomical Society.
Mm-hmm.
They're here in Dallas, and they could probably direct them to the right place. Or go to TCU. They have a meteorite museum there. I forget the name of it. It's Monig or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And take that thing to the guy there, and he could do some further really detailed analysis and should get an answer for him. Now, we did find a chunk of metal once in a farmer's field we thought could be a meteorite.
Right.
We did some X-ray diffraction analysis on it. It turned out to be a piece of a safe that had been blown up. all that glitters, you know.
Yeah, right. What a story, though, right?
Oh, yeah. It had us excited for a while.
Hey, thanks so much for calling, Ken.
You bet.
All right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. You can also tweet me at Jeff Whittington on the Twitter. That's what Santanu did, asking, what should I do with around 100 CFL bulbs? All are working. Should I recycle them at Home Depot, or is there a place where they can be put to better use? I replaced my entire house with LED lights and would love for these CFL bulbs. So I'll retweet that. You can respond right there at Jeff Whittington on Twitter, or you can email us anything at kera.org, or you can call us 800-933-5372. Whatever you do, don't go anywhere. We're going to be back after a short break. You're listening to Anything You Ever Wanted to Know on KERA 90.1 in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. I'm Jeff Whittington, and it's great to have you with us today. You can call us with your questions and answers at 800-933-5372. You can email us anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Alima calling from Cedar Hill. Hello, Alima.
Hi, Jeff. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have my question is on how to get rid of snakes on your property.
Mm-hmm.
I've read online about using moth balls, but to me, it doesn't sound very potent. So I'm looking for a sure way to make sure snakes never enter the perimeter of my property.
Well, moth balls, first of all, are poison. And we've heard from many folks around here that you shouldn't use them on the show. People have told us you shouldn't use them at all, period.
Mm-hmm.
And you certainly shouldn't spread them around your property because kids or other animals or, you know,
exactly.
animals that you don't want to come into contact with something like that will come into contact with it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've also heard from folks who say, you know, the reason that the snakes are there is that there's stuff to eat there. So the snakes, you know, are essentially doing you a service. They're getting rid of bugs or rats or mice or other critters that if those are unchecked, can have more of an impact than you want them to have.
No, I'd rather have an insect problem.
Right.
A rodent problem than a snake problem. I just don't want to see any snakes.
I understand. They don't want to see you either, actually. So we'll see if somebody has a recommendation for you. I don't know that you can make a snake-proof fence. And, the best thing to do is to try to control the insect or rodent population on your property. And there's nothing for the snakes to eat there. They won't come there. Because that's why your rat snakes or your non-venomous, let me try that again, non-venomous Texas snakes are coming around is because there's stuff to eat.
I've even heard that a lot of people with gardens actually want to attract snakes.
Absolutely,
so
yeah.
I've decided to not even have a garden just so that there's no reason for them to be there. So I just don't want them in the property.
Right. Well, we'll see if we get some suggestions for you.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. Thanks for calling. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org, or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. Got a question from Drew about where to get a bonsai tree in North Texas. I got a tweet from Michael saying plants and planters in Richardson have a big selection and would be worth a call for a hard-to-find plant. And let's see, Elise tweeted and says a jailed person wouldn't necessarily only be eligible to vote if awaiting trial. Misdemeanors can still be jailed up to a year. Only felons still under supervision in jail or on probation or parole are prohibited from voting in Texas. So misdemeanants is what Elise says. So thanks for that. So yeah. So how does it work? I'm just curious how it works then if you are incarcerated, not a felon, either awaiting trial or convicted of a misdemeanor. You know, it's a good question. How do you vote? Let's see. Got several calls coming in about the Pride of Barbados. Let's talk to Alan calling from Dallas. Hello, Alan.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
Hey, doing well.
So the lady that was calling about the Pride of Barbados, they're actually late in the season to find them, so she's probably not going to have any luck. You can get them at Home Depots and Lowe's and Callaway's. I've bought them at all of those places
mm-hmm.
in the past. But usually it's about midsummer when you'll find them. Otherwise, and they go quickly, so she'll have to look for them next summer.
And are they a perennial? So you can plant it and it comes back?
They're a semi-tropical.
Mm-hmm.
They will survive a mild winter, but not a really harsh winter. So you do want to put them in a pot and protect them.
Got it. Bring it inside in the winter.
Yes.
Yep, cool.
Or covered court.
Right. Hey, thanks for calling.
And then I also have an answer to the lady that was calling about rodents in the garden.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There is an option at a feed store. You can buy what's called fox urine. And you put that on some cotton balls and stick them in your garden, and that can keep rodents and
rabbits and stuff away.
And thus the snakes. Right?
Yeah.
Because she said she'd rather have rodents and insects than snakes.
Oh, yeah. It may not help with snakes. Actually, it might.
All right. Hey, thanks for calling, Alan.
Sure. Thank you.
Let's get another one on this from Allie in Fort Worth. Hello, Allie.
Hey, Jeff. How you doing?
Doing well.
I found some Pride of Barbados on, it's called Mike's Nursery,
mm-hmm.
and it's on I-20 and Crowley Road, so it's like South Fort Worth.
And this is recently, in the last
mm-hmm.
okay, great.
At least within the last 2 weeks.
Okay, worth a call at least. So thanks for calling.
Uh-huh, it's also known as the Red Bird of Paradise. So it's got a couple different names that she could try too.
Cool. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
So you got a couple of emails about this. Rich says, I was looking for the Pride of Barbados all summer and finally found it at Home Depot in June or July. And Callaway's told Rich that they could special order it. And Taylor says they are seasonally available, Pride of Barbados. They're not as cold hardy. The red ones are not as cold hardy as the yellow desert bird of paradise. Just look anywhere midsummer. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Stanford calling from Fort Worth. Hello, Stanford.
Hello, how are you? Thanks
Doing
for
well.
Taking my call.
Oh, sure.
I'm calling to find out, is there a resource center that has a library of business plans, maybe a campus business school or other resource?
It's a great question. We'll see if somebody has an answer for you.
Great, thanks.
You bet. 800-933-5372 is where we have lines open. You can also email us anything at kera.org. That's what Doug did, who says, to answer the question about Fair Park, most of the buildings were built in 1936 for the Texas Centennial. The fair was moved from Houston decades before, 1870 to 78, I think is when he says it was in Houston. In 1886, Dallas used the site for the Dallas State Fair, as counties had their own fairs and still do, and this is considered the first state fair. In 1904, Doug says the Fair Association ran out of money and a fire also broke out, so the Fair Association sold the property to the city of Dallas. But in its current incarnation, the fair dates to 1936. In the late 19th and 20th centuries, Dallas-Fort Worth is a big center for the cattle industry and the burgeoning oil industry, so Dallas, having the money and space to build a park, became the designated site. So that's the history according to Doug. Let's see, we got a tweet. It says 80 acres were purchased to create Fair Park in 1886 for the Dallas State Fair and Exposition. But the, quote, State Fair of Texas was a legal entity created in Houston in 1878, where it was held until financial problems led it to be sold to Dallas businessmen in 1904. So Houston, Dallas, it's a long rivalry. But Dallas ended up with the State Fair of Texas. Let's see, back to the phones at 800-933-5372. Let's talk to Jay in Dallas. Hey, Jay.
Hi there. I'm a race director for an upcoming event, and I've been told that I need to notify the residents that live along the course.
Mm-hmm.
It's a running event. Except I don't know what the requirements are as far as how far in advance. Can I use a postcard, which would be a lot less expensive than stuffing 1,200 envelopes in stamps and the like. So is there a place where there are guidelines for this? Because I can't find anything at the city.
Well, that's a good question. And I know the one thing I can definitively tell you is calling in to the show does not qualify.
Yeah, I understand.
Right, but no, that's a really good question. And when is the race?
It's a month out.
Okay. Well, we'll see if somebody knows what the rules are. I'm assuming is it in Dallas?
Yes.
So it's a City of Dallas thing. And we'll see if somebody out there will be able to send you in the right direction.
All right, I appreciate the help.
Thanks for calling, Jay. And good luck. Let's see. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Let's see. We got this from Mike, who says, to be clear, voting rights are not restored until probation is complete, not just after prison incarceration is served, unless there is no probation. We got a question from Ghislaine, who says, my family and I are planning to travel to a local beach this coming December. We're still doing some research on location and affordability. Can anyone recommend a Texas beach where the cost of hotels is reasonable for December? Let's see. We got an answer on the dollar sign. In regard to the question about the dollar sign origins, Jesse says the original symbol was a letter U over the letter S, and over time, the bottom of the U was scrubbed away, and even then more simplified to one line. So it was a U over S, and then it was two lines, and then it was just one. Let's see. I guess we should get some of these snake eradication answers. Let's go back to the phones and talk first to Monica in Dallas. Hello, Monica.
Hello, Jeff. How you doing?
Doing well.
All right. You know, about Dad, I heard my friend, she lives like out in the woods, and she had a problem with snakes. So mm-hmm. She finally figured out that the best way to get rid of snakes is burning little pieces of rubber on the side of your property like a bonfire.
Hmm. All right. Very carefully, of course, especially if it's been really
very
dry.
Very carefully, yeah. Of course.
All right.
And also, I have a question.
Okay.
All right. I have a Galaxy S8 that is no longer usable. I am supposed to return it, but I have, you know, all this information in there. How do I get rid of it? You know, the phone is not, it's blackout.
Oh, it
so
won't.
How do I reset?
You can't turn it on.
I cannot turn it on, but, you know, I'm pretty sure when I send it back to the company, they'll be able to turn it on, and I have all that information there.
Right. You want to erase it, reset it to factory settings, but you can't get it to come on. Okay. That's a really good question, and we'll see if somebody has an answer for you.
Alrighty. All right. Thank you, Jeff.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Let's see. Let's go really quickly. I just want to, I was hoping to get a picture of the call screener screen before that one disappeared because every single answer was about snakes. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Karen in Seattle on snakes. Hey, Karen.
Hey, I used to live in rural Texas, and we had a lot of copperheads and rat snakes, chicken snakes. And I always had cats. Of course, you have to bring the cats in at night or the coyotes will get them.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing I did was I took the litter box and I would scatter the cat scat around the periphery of the property. And it did a pretty good job.
Very good. Well, that's a great suggestion. Thanks so much for calling.
Okay, bye.
Up next at 800-933-5372 is Wade in Dallas. Hey, Wade.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing well.
About getting rid of snakes, I used to live on a big piece of property in East Dallas that had a tributary of White Rock Creek running through it,
uh-huh.
And snakes were a big problem. So my landlord sees a mail order ad for how to get rid of snakes. So he orders this video for $25,
mm-hmm.
puts it in, guy comes on, he says, "Hi, I'm Joe. You want to know how to get rid of snakes? Get a dog. If you still got snakes, get another dog." There were no snakes on the property. Once there were three dogs on the property.
So the
$25 to learn to get a dog.
Very good. Hey, you know what? It's the American dream. You make money somehow, right?
Hey, yep.
Thanks for calling.
It sure did work.
All right. Well, maybe our listener out in Cedar Hill will get a dog.
There you go.
Thanks for calling. And that didn't cost $25 either to find that out. Wade, thanks for calling. Let's talk next at 800-933-5372 to Josh in Aubrey. Hello, Josh.
Hey, how you doing, Jeff?
Doing well.
I had a question. I'm looking for a black and white plumeria, the flower.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a black plumeria, but I'm not sure what the black and white one is called. And I was wondering if there might be somebody in the Metroplex that has that.
Okay. Well, you've asked. We'll see if we get an answer for you.
Okay, and then on the snakes, I mean, I hate to go over it over and over again, but you're right the first time. There's absolutely no scent, nothing you can do about snakes mm-hmm. other than remove the prey that they're after.
Right.
So that's it. And there's a page on Facebook. There's a couple of them for North Texas snake identification groups.
Yeah.
And there are experts on there that will tell you the same thing, and they'll give you all kinds of information, but they're going to tell you the same thing.
Yeah, snakes are actually really good for the ecosystem. I mean, they're...
Yeah.
They do a lot. Predators generally are good for the ecosystem.
Anytime you remove a snake, you're creating a hole for a different snake. So if you have rat snakes now and you remove the rat snake, you're liable to have a cotton mouth or a whatever, you know, a venomous snake in there after that. So.
Well, thanks so much for calling. Hopefully we'll get an answer for you on the flower.
All right. Thanks, sir.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. On the Library of Business Plans, Vicky says SCORE, the Service Corps of Retired Executives, has multiple offices in the DFW area, and they work with all types of startup business and have an extensive collection of successful plans. So check out score.org, SCORE.org. Thanks so much for that, Vicky. Let's see. Larry in Fort Worth says, per vote.org, persons in jail and otherwise eligible to vote can vote by mail. I guess it's a voter by mail, and you know, probably you have to start planning that out far enough in advance to get your ballot, et cetera, et cetera. Jennifer in Plano asks via anything at kera.org, when you transplant a two-year-old fruit tree, when do you count the years to bear fruit? Is it beginning at 2 years, or is it at the time of transplant? And let's see. We got a question from Sarah wanting to know how to keep the geckos out of her house. She says, this year seems worse than previous years. How do you get the geckos out? And Karen says the best place for bonsai is Sunshine Nursery on Greenville Avenue near Walnut Hill and Meadow, and they specialize in bonsai. As a matter of fact, I think they're called Sunshine Miniature Trees, or used to be at least. And for the old refrigerator, Marcos suggests a place in Dallas called Souls Harbor. They are a men's recovery shelter. They pick up appliances, furniture, clothes, and other gently used items. You can call the dispatch office and give them more details. The items go to a Souls Harbor store, and the money is put back into the shelter. So, Marcos, thanks so much for that suggestion. We'd love to hear from you, 888-694-6931. You can email us anything at kera.org, and you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on the Twitter. We'll be back after a short break with more of your questions and answers. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas. I'm Jeff Whittington. Your phone number to call is 800-933-5372. Email address anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. I know I promised a pledge drive free hour this hour, but I just wanted to take one more moment and thank everyone who gave during this membership campaign that wrapped up one day and a couple of hours early yesterday afternoon. Just thank you so much for standing up for high-quality news and information journalism, for the absolute best work that, you know, a lot of you, and you know, I agree, feel is being done in the journalism field. So thanks so much. Really appreciate it. 800-933-5372 is our telephone number, and that's where we find Rakesh in Arlington. Hello, Rakesh.
Hey there. Hey, Jeff. Hey. About the snake repellent,
yeah,
you can buy a little repellent from Home Depot, Lowe's for about $15, and it comes in liquid form too. All you do is spray wherever the most it passes way around, mm-hmm. and it takes care of it.
Okay, well, very good. Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Got a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter from Doc, who says mothballs do not deter snakes. And, you know, we hear this, that it's not a good idea to use them anyway. But Doc says this Facebook page has tremendously helpful admins who are snake experts who can help your caller. Best regards and love the show. Well, thanks, Doc. And this is the What Kind of Snake Is This North Texas page on Facebook, What kind of snake is this, North Texas? Their tagline is changing fear into fascination. So check it out. And Maggie tweeted me, and says there are snake fences. The base needs burying to keep them out. You can put them around chicken coops, yards, etc. And includes a link to snake-removal.com/fencing. And Maggie says a sturdy hardware cloth along a cyclone fence or a fine mesh might do the trick as well. But Maggie says a lot of work to install, I would imagine. But I've retweeted that, so there is a link. There is snake-proof fencing out there. So everything's possible, folks. Almost everything is possible. Let's talk next at 800-933-5372 to Kimber in Fort Worth. Hey, Kimber.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm good. How are you
good,
doing?
Good, good. Go right
I
ahead.
I had a question.
Yeah.
Does anyone know of any good dairy-free or vegan ice cream places in Fort Worth, particularly on the southern side?
Yeah, I think there is a place in Fort Worth, I think, that has vegan ice cream called Melt. Someone will confirm that or not. They do have, I'm looking online right now, Melt Ice Cream on Magnolia. It says okay. They have creative flavor combos with vegan varieties. So they do have vegan varieties at Melt, M-E-L-T.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. Thanks for calling. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. We got some emails. This is from Richard, who says, I'm looking for Dallas area movie collecting clubs. Anybody know of any Dallas area movie collecting clubs that Richard could maybe join? Let's see. We got an email from Janie, who says, the Office of Special Events at the City of Dallas has very detailed information about what needs to be in our race organizer's letter of notification and when it needs to be delivered. And the staff in the office will answer any questions you have. So our listener who's organizing the road race in about a month or so should get in touch with the Office of Special Events at the City of Dallas. Thanks for that, Janie. And let's see, Paul in North Branch says, a person who is registered and in jail can apply for a mail-in ballot and vote. The application for a mail ballot has a checkbox on it for those in jail, and the application should be received by October 26th by the election department in the county where they are registered. The ballot is sent to the person at the jail address. The person votes the ballot and returns it in the prepaid envelope so that it is received on or before election day. So some really good exact details from Paul in North Branch on that. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Steve calling from Dallas. Hello, Steve.
Hello. How are you today, sir?
Doing well.
Good. I have a question.
Okay.
And this is about memory loss and medicines.
Okay.
I see on the television every so often a particular brand name made from a jellyfish is supposed to be good for memory loss. And normally, regular medicines made that I see not advertised on TV, one is called Aricept. I don't know the name of the one that's made from the jellyfish.
Okay, and so you're just wondering what that's called.
Well, and I want to know, yes, what it's called, and which one is better? Is there a way of telling?
All right. Well, Steve, you've asked. We'll see if we get an answer from you.
I do appreciate it.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
And, you know, typical grain of salt. Steve, you should talk to your, get medical opinions also from someone you trust and someone you know, your general practitioner, your doctor. Get referrals from friends and family, et cetera, et cetera. Just because, after all, it's just a radio show where complete strangers call in and answer questions that have been asked by other complete strangers. It's a beautiful thing, but not necessarily the best place to get opinions about medical advice. Let's see. We got a tweet from Holly who tweeted me at Jeff Whittington on the Twitter, reminding us that Spiral Diner also has vegan dairy-free ice cream, too. Of course, if it's vegan, it is dairy-free, and they're a vegan. Everything's vegan, Spiral Diner. Let's see. Back to the phones at 800-933-5372. Let's talk to Brian calling from Dallas. Hello, Brian.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well.
I have a dog I got from the pound.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 2-year lab mix with something else, and she chews on everything. She chews through the fence. She chews shoes, toys. She's destroying everything. Is there any way we can stop it?
She just can't stop chewing.
She cannot stop chewing.
And she's not teething, obviously, because she's got her permanent teeth, right? So she's two. Well, we'll see if we get some answers for you, Brian.
All right, thank you.
You bet. Thanks for rescuing her. I'm sure she appreciates that.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You bet. Up next to 800-933-5372 is William in Euless. Hello, William.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Sure can.
I've got an answer for the snake pest problem. It's kind of a weird answer.
Mm-hmm.
Human hair, you can get from a barber shop if they allow you to, but will deter copperheads for sure. My father-in-law lives in Oklahoma, and he had an infestation of copperheads, and mothballs was not one option, but he has other animals, so human hair has been able to, they don't like human scent. And also for the dog answer I was just listening to, that separation anxiety and a lot of dogs, kennel dogs. I worked at a kennel before.
Right.
They have to be worked really close. You can't, sometimes they never break the habit, but yeah.
She just wants to be with him. She wants to be with her people.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Separation anxiety is a really hard habit to break, but just a dog sitter and just work with them, work with the dogs, and they'll eventually grow out of it, hopefully. But nobody has the time to, you know, be with the dog 24/7. Kennel train, if you get them happy to be in a kennel, call it their home instead of a cage.
Right.
They'll get used to being in the kennel. And that helps sometimes, but usually if they're already having separation anxiety, they're not going to like a kennel.
Very good. Well, William, thanks so much for calling. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Holly emailed and says, or Holly tweeted me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter and says, I work at the Alzheimer's Association. Call our helpline. The medications for memory loss work differently on people and only about 20% of the time. This is according to Holly. L'Oreal tweeted and says the memory medicine made from jellyfish, with quotes around that, is called Prevagen. So there's a couple of answers that I retweeted. But look up the, if Steve is still listening, look up the Alzheimer's Association helpline and give them a call. This is what Holly recommends, who says she works there. So thanks so much for those answers. Let's go back to the phones, 800-933-5372, and talk to Sarah in Heath. Hello, Sarah. Hey, Sarah, are you there?
Oh, yes, I'm here. Sorry about
ahead.
That.
Sure.
Yes, I was wondering, my question is about daylight savings time and why we still do it. I hear varying things about why we still change the clocks back, and I wanted to know the real reason, and also why we can't just opt out. Every year there's all these petitions, but we never change anything.
Well, some states have opted out.
Right, but Texas.
Right, Texas. All right, well, those are good questions we probably won't get answers to today, but there's always next week when our producer, Stephen Becker, will be sitting in this chair.
All right. Well, thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling. Let's see. Let's get some answers on the chewing. Let's talk first to Natalie in far north Dallas. Hey, Natalie.
Hey, I used to have two Labrador retrievers and they do tend to chew, but what you have to do, and this really is difficult. When you have to watch them a lot and when they start chewing on something they're not supposed to be chewing on, you take that thing away from them and you give them a toy that it is okay for them to chew on, like a rope toy or some other whatever toy it's
right.
okay for them to chew on. Not anything that's a shoe, you know,
right.
like an old shoe.
Or a toy that's shaped.
It's okay to chew on shoe.
Yeah, I always thought it was funny that they had those toys, squeaky toys that look like shoes. It's like,
yeah, but I don't know if a dog,
if a dog sees that,
right?
Right.
That that's the same shape. Maybe they are.
But don't
know.
Give them a shoe, no matter what you do.
Yeah, don't give them your old slippers, because then they'll just think, oh, good, slippers are okay. But give them something specifically, like, you know, a rope toy or a Nylabone or something like that. And but the thing is, you just have to watch them, and you have to catch them in the act, and then you give them the thing that it is okay for them to chew on. And plus, you know, it could be due to some kind of anxiety
right.
because of a rescue. But, you know, it's like, just pay a lot of attention to them. And frankly, I always have two dogs, because one dog by itself gets bored, or they think they're being punished because they don't have anybody to play with. And mm-hmm. dogs are social creatures. So, I mean, it's really hard for me to suggest to somebody that's having trouble with the first dog to get a second dog, but it may actually help.
Okay. Hey, thanks for calling.
Okay.
Let's try to squeeze in a couple more answers on this. Let's talk to Cheyenne in Burleson. Hey, Cheyenne.
Hello.
Go right ahead.
So I had an answer to that, being an owner of several labs myself,
mm-hmm.
and also a dog trainer, that you've got to keep them very occupied. Labs are high energy,
mm-hmm.
and they're goofy but very intelligent, so they need their muscles and their mind active a lot. So lots of playtime, and then, as the previous caller suggested, give them things that they can chew on, such as a large knuckle bone, a huge chunk of wood. They're not very picky about what they like to chew on, so to
right.
give them stuff that they can chew.
And teach them what's okay to chew.
Yes.
Very good. And wear them. And it sounds like your advice is also just to wear that dog out, walking
yes.
and exercising that dog every chance.
Uh-huh.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you.
Let's squeeze in one more from Daniel, calling from Rockwall. Hello, Daniel.
Hello, how are you?
Doing well.
Good. So we had a couple of bloodhounds, and they're notorious chewers and stuff like that. When we were in college, they would chew through the fence like that caller had, and chew the carpet, chew the drywall, like in the mudroom. And we found out that if we put cayenne pepper in a spray bottle
mm-hmm.
and just lightly missed whatever they like to chew on, they would stop chewing on it, because they're so sensitive to the cayenne pepper. And so when they have the items that they can chew on, like the block of wood or the bone or the knuckle or the toys, they would, you know, they would learn.
They think, oh, this isn't spicy.
Yeah, this isn't spicy. This is okay to chew on.
Right.
And it absolutely worked. You know, it didn't take very long for them to say, oh, I don't like chewing on the carpet. And we also did it. They dig holes in the yard, and we just put a little bit of cayenne pepper in the hole, and they wouldn't dig
right.
the hole anymore.
Well, Daniel,
so,
we got to go, but thank you so much for that suggestion.
All right. You're welcome.
All right.
Thank you.
Anything you ever wanted to know? Produced by Stephen Becker, engineered by Alan Roberts, Fiona Norton answers your phone calls. Check out the podcast at kera.org/anything or wherever you get your podcasts. And of course, email us your questions, answers, comments, suggestions, joys and sorrows, anything at kera.org. Once again, I'm Jeff Whittington. You can find me on Twitter at Jeff Whittington. And thanks so much to each and every one of you for listening, for writing and calling in this week. Y'all have a fantastic weekend. We'll see you back here next week, and be nice to each other.